having that clause in existence is not good for anyone in the state. I believe that's all I have at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Are there someone else there to testify?
Mr. Moderator, hearing no response, we'll assume we can move on to Kodiak. Yes, we understand you have a time constraint also. Mr. David Neese, go right ahead, please.
Thank you. My name is David Neese. I'm the general manager of Kodiak Electric Association. And, of course, we support 684 and 389. And they are a package that we have agreed to in our negotiations and for our sales agreement. The $35 million, of course, as has been explained, would be for the rate stabilization fund is necessary so that we can enter into this program without a rate shock for consumers. In response to some of the things that been brought up earlier on the forecasting, there is a little disagreement with the forecast, but in the long run, I don't think it it really matters. The rate stabilization should pick the slack up between the difference of what that line would be and if the forecast is high or low. It just means it's going to be less or more money. We think here at Kodiak that we should make that difference up by aggressively getting into sales and selling power, as individual mentioned, on an interruptible rate to best of consumers until the capacity is utilized, and then that opportunity would have to would not be available except if we had surplus water, which we will have. The other thing I'd like to address is the SACITNA clause, and it's been pretty clear through the other testimony that it's not acceptable in a power sales agreement, nor do I think that it'd be possible to sell bonds at a very good rate with that SACITNA clause. However, we've always realized that the SACITNA clause is there to provide a commitment from our communities to the rail belt, and I think that commitment is still there, but as the other person said that friend Dave and your friend tomorrow, and we all might drop dead tomorrow, and that commitment should might not exist. However, early on in the negotiations, we had proposed that the system increment be wherein the four dam pool would be accepting and helping to subsidize smaller projects. There should be another side to that, wherein once the SITNA and Bradley came on in the system, we would get a benefit and help and pay our debt service. I think that is not part of the power sales agreement or the negotiations of having to come to any agreement on that part, but I think the legislature would address that part of it where the larger projects could help us, then you would surely be better.
Thank you, David. Are there any questions of David? Okay. Comments? Thank you.
This is the moderator in Juneau. We're going to go through the rest of the testimony at the other site. I believe Mr. Crawford is going to continue on with the presentation afterwards. So if anyone has yet to speak, please inform your moderators. And after my last site, I'll ask if there are any others. We'll move on now to Fairbanks. Mr. Art Robson. He spoke. Mr. Robson, we understand you spoke already. We'll move on to Valdez. Mark Sickles.
He just wanted to serve, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these moderators.
Mr. Nichols does not wish to testify.
Okay, fine. In that case, are there any other sites that have participants with time constraints?
Yes,
okay, I'll assume then that those that were expected to arrive have not arrived, and at this time we'll continue on with the committee's agenda.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience to testify on this? Okay, thank you. Mr. Crawford, do you have anything else to add today?
No, Mr. Chairman. No, I don't, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, at this time, I think that we'll adjourn. I have a committee substitute that I'll share with the committee members to express, and then, yes, Representative Reese.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Knowing that you've been working on this committee substitute and it's should be about completed, hopefully it will be today, I would request that we try and get that distributed to the members today, and I don't know what your plans are, but maybe having another meeting tomorrow?
Yes, we will pick these up again tomorrow morning, and I sent staff to legal now to get the committee substitute, so we will get them to you as soon as we get it back. Tomorrow morning at 8:15 in Labor and Commerce. Or we could have it back up here if we have a lot of participants. Let's have it back here in House Judiciary tomorrow morning at 8:15. Nothing more to come before the committee. We'll adjourn at this time.